This is the passage, by the way, that most mainline traditional churches, and especially those that are way to the right, use as the passage for evangelistic ministry. All right, so are you ready? This is Luke 10, verses 1 through 12. And actually, I think I cut it short, but anyway. Later, the master selected 70 and sent them ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he intended to go. He gave them this charge. What a huge harvest, and how few harvest hands. So on your knees, ask God of the harvest to send harvest hands. On your way, and be careful, for this is hazardous work. You are like lambs in a wolf pack. Travel light. Carry a toothbrush and no extra luggage. Don't loiter and make small talk with everyone that you meet along the way. When you enter a home, greet the family. Peace. If your greeting is received, then it's a good place to stay. If it's not received, take it back and get out. Don't impose yourself. Let me read that verse again. When you enter a home, greet the family with peace. If your greeting is received, then it's a good place to stay. If it's not received, take it back and get out. Don't impose yourself. Stay at one home, taking your meals there. For a worker deserves 3 square meals. Don't move from house to house looking for the best cook in town. And when you enter a town and are received, eat what is set before you. Heal anyone that is sick and tell them that the kingdom of God is at your doorstep. When you enter a town and you are not received, go out in the street and say, the only thing we got from you is the dirt on our feet, and we're giving it back. I love that line. Did you have any idea that God's kingdom was right on your doorstep? Sodom will have it better on Judgment Day than the town that rejects you. Amen. All right, so, yes, this passage is what is used for evangelism. It is the marching orders of Jesus, but I'm going to tell you that we really need to read this passage and understand that it's not the way we do evangelism. If you read this, okay, did you read it? You listened to it really close? The next time you turn on Pastor Swilly, or not Swilly, Swagger, excuse me. I apologize to Pastor Swilly. But Swagger, understand that's not evangelism. Evangelism is not about going up to a person and saying, do you know Jesus? Evangelism is not saying, are you saved? See, Jesus didn't give any of those pieces in the instructions about bringing people into God. What he did say was go out there and be yourself. Let them know that the kingdom of God is at their doorstep. How can you do that? It's really simple. You let them know they're loved. Amen? You let them know that they are loved. On Wednesday's meditation, I got kind of worked up about thinking about this, and I realized that this whole evangelical fervor that we go through, are you saved? Do you know Jesus? Have you come to know Jesus as your personal Savior? Is all a bunch of crap, folks. It's all a bunch of power and control stuff. It's not about knowing Jesus personally. It's about knowing, what? That God loves you. Jesus is the messenger that God loves you. Jesus is the one who teaches us how that gets done. When he gave his marching orders to the 70, he sent them out and said what? I like this line. He sent them out and told them not to be a pain in the ass. He didn't tell them to go out to the 50-yard line on a football field and pray and make a show out of it. A friend of mine quoted Jesus from Matthew 6, I think it's verse 15, when he tells us that we're supposed to pray in private. He changed it a little bit to say, when you pray, don't do it on the 50-yard line. See, evangelism is not about how good you are. Evangelism is not about whether you're saved or not. What evangelism is about is letting people know that the kingdom of God is right there at their doorstep, and the reason it is because they're loved. That conversation does not start with, are you saved? It starts with, do you know that you're loved? Do you know that you're wonderfully and uniquely made in the image of God? Did you know that the way God shows God's love to people is because when they're hungry, they get fed? When they're thirsty, they get drink. When they're naked, they get dressed. When they're ill or sick and in prison, people come and visit them. If you want to be an evangelist, live it. Don't talk it. That is exactly what Jesus was talking about in this message. So my dear friend Brandon, if you want to know what I think it is to be an evangelist, it is this. Always preach the gospel. Go into the streets, according to St. Francis, and if necessary, use words. God bless you.